This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen, you know, we have a scheduling changes, you know, recently here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And the Eric Erickson Show, which used to air, you know, 6 days a week, 6 to 9 p.m., but was preempted quite a bit by the Red Sox, obviously. And so a lot of you didn't get the opportunity to listen to the Eric Erickson Show. And now he's weekdays 12 to 2. And obviously we, from time to time, check in with Eric. And he joins us now live here on Brian and Company. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And now people are like, oh, my God, that voice.
You know, I just have to tell people, I won't go into all the details, but, you know, our brand manager shared with us yesterday some correspondence you had with her and just showing support for local radio. And she said, without a doubt, it's the most personal and supportive, you know, correspondence from a syndicated host that she's ever seen. So we I just want to tell you, you know, regardless of what I agree or disagree with your philosophy, politics, or what have you, we're really grateful for that kind of support.
Oh, well, look, I appreciate it, and I meant what I said. I mean, I know I'm in that position because radio economics are weird, but I appreciate being there and love working with local radio. I actually filled in for a local radio show the other day, which was a lot of fun to have gone to national radio, and then suddenly I'm doing a local evening drive time radio clock where, oh, I got to stop and check traffic.
Yeah. Well, welcome to my world. I know you wrote this morning you're sick of talking about the big, beautiful bill, but I do have to ask you because, and we can get into the guts of the bill, but, you know, I was listening to Steve Bannon the other day, and, you know, he was obviously so against, you know, what he calls forever wars, and obviously was very much against attacking Iran, you know, and we'll see, you know, if the results of it, you know, result in any sort of prolonged conflict or not. But I was really, and this has happened with others as well, struck by how he could be extremely critical of what happened, but without being critical of President Trump. He basically blamed Netanyahu and, you know, the so-called war machine, the industrial military complex, and not President Trump. You were not in favor of this spending bill. Do you consciously try to thread a needle with that because you're very supportive of the president on other things?
No, not really. I mean, this is the bill he wants, and I understand why he wants it. He doesn't want taxes to go up next year. The Republicans kind of fell into the trap they set for themselves. They did this in 2017, assumed Trump would have a second term, and then it would be some other president's mess to deal with. Well, now it's Trump's mess to deal with. But I am critical of he doesn't want to touch entitlements. And every single expert, left, right, center, far right, understands at some point you've got to deal with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, because they're the things that are driving us off the fiscal cliff. And the president has never wanted to make those cuts. And at some point, we're going to have to do Social Security reform, whether they want to do it or not.
Right. I mean, but they are cutting. I mean, Medicaid gets cut quite a bit, but it's not going to help the debt and the deficit.
No, it's not. I mean, they're picking their own winners and losers. They're doing exactly what they accuse the Democrats doing, which they always do, and both sides do when it comes to this. And even the Medicaid cuts, they're not tremendous cuts. They're getting blown up a lot, but it really only affects single people with no disabilities and no kids. That's 12 million people who are on Medicaid right now who aren't in the workforce. They have no disability. They have no children. They're not taking care of parents on disability. They could be in the workforce. I don't really mind that reform. I think it's necessary. But if you're not willing to raise the age of Social Security by just 2 years or means test the benefits for Social Security, at some point, Social Security's going to run out. And the latest report says it's going to run out in 10 years instead of the 20 years they thought they had.
So we're talking with Eric Erickson here, the Eric Erickson Show, of course, weekdays 12 to 2 and Saturday 6 to 9 p.m. Here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I didn't actually mean to get into something like this, but you mentioned your two solutions for Social Security. So you have no interest in raising the cap and anything like that. You think raising the age and means testing are the solutions to Social Security?
Well, you know, they're not the only solutions. There are a lot of them out there. I just use those as examples because Social Security is really the thing that is killed us. When it was built, it was I forget the exact number, but it was like there was there were four or five workers for every one retiree, and now it's almost 1-to-1. That's not a sustainable system, and it really doesn't matter the politics of the economist you talk to. They all agree that if you fix Social Security, you kind of help us with the national debt problem. But unless you fix Social Security, you could tax billionaires 100% of their income, and you're still not going to close the gap that we need to close.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Hey, you know, listen, we didn't get to talk to you for 100 days or what have you, but, you know, we're roughly, you know, 5 to 6 months into the first term here, I mean, the second term of President Trump. Sort of give me some sort of evaluation of how you think things are going.
You know, it's enough to make Democrats wish he had won re-election in 2020. He sat out for 4 years. He rebuilt a team. He focused on who he wanted, on the loyalists. He had ideas of what he wanted to do, and now he's there a second term. Despite the hysteria you hear, he is term limited. He understands this, and he's steamrolling over the Democrats. I cannot recall a president moving so fast, so consequentially in his first few months in office. And he's setting precedents the Democrats can use, but also every other president gets caught flat-footed the first couple of months. He didn't, because he was there before.
Yeah, and he clearly knows he's got to get stuff done in a hurry, especially you got the midterms. Are you surprised? Obviously, Connecticut has an all-Democrat congressional delegation. And, you know, Chris Murphy's trying to carve out his little niche here in terms of being part of the resistance to the president. And
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Saw what happened with New York in the mayoral primary. You know, I can give my take, but I'm curious. Are you surprised by either the lack of pivot by Democrats or the way they're pivoting?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised how the president has been able to maneuver through them and around them as quickly and efficiently as he is. And take the most controversial issue, the transgender issue. Last year it was, this is a civil right, this must be done. And there was a big story, and I think it was called Notice. It's a new news site in D.C. that essentially Democrats of Washington have decided they've got to give up that issue now, that Trump beat them and there's not enough public support, so they're going to give up on it. The weird one for me is that on illegal immigration, it's such an 80-20 issue that the president is on the side of the 80%, and the Democrats have not figured out a message that exercises sympathy for illegal immigrants while also recognizing the public really does want people deported. It's been very weird to watch the Democrats not be able to figure out a messaging lane for moderate majority voters.
Yeah, I mean, and I personally see it. I mean, for me, the border, I think the president is sort of like almost undercuts his success at the border. The border is pretty stunning, the transformation in a year. And there have been deportations, obviously, that are merited, but there's plenty of stories that seemingly aren't. And I think that, you know, in terms of like, I don't know, like maybe take the ones who, the gotaways, and if they don't make their court appointed times, then they get deported. You know what I mean? I feel like the pressure to deport so many people has led to a lot of, I think the Democrats would be better served, you know, going after that, because the border story is unassailable. I mean, it's stunning.
Right. Yeah, listen, if the Democrats were smart, they would be highlighting the sympathetic stories of the grandmother who's been here for 30 or 40 years, never caused a problem. When she got here, she finds herself deported. The kids who get pulled over at a stoplight, they get deported. They didn't do anything wrong. He's not deporting the gangbangers. He's not deporting the criminals. If they focused on that, there would be a level of sympathy, I think, that they could generate on the story. But the constant maneuvering of the Democrats now to be overly sympathetic, it seems, and defensive on who is the class of people being deported. Focus on the mistakes. Don't focus on the non-mistakes.
What are you talking about today?
Sadly, I got to talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill. I'm so tired of this topic, but now it's back in the House, and I don't know that they can get this thing done by July 4th. There's so much antagonism in the House of Representatives from not just conservatives, but also moderates over the changes the Senate made. The president wants it done by Friday, and now he's saying I'll give him a few more weeks. I think he's recognizing reality.
Really? I always feel like the Murkowski thing will happen and everyone just fall in line right at the end, but maybe I'm wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised, but at the same time, you've got the Chip Roys of the world from Texas and some of the others. What's his name? Massey from Kentucky, we know is a no. You can only lose three people.
Yeah. Eric, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.